Hey, here we are. We're down here at the Carrum Coast Guard River Run. We're broadcasting live and we're going to go around and talk to a few people today. Right, we're going to go over and talk to the Coast Guard. Richard, how many people have we got running today?
I think we've got about 350 people running today, and we've had some late registrations as well, so that's terrific.
Hoping we can crack the 400, maybe.
I hope so, yeah. Well, this is the place that they're going to come and register, so this is great. Yeah.
That's why we set ourselves up opposite you. Good luck today. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, it will. Thank you.
A father and son running team today. They're looking at taking out the father and son challenge. We've got Adam and Angus. Do you think you can beat Dad?
Well, we'll be running together for most of the time. He'll be in front, but then just at the end, I'll snatch his lead.
That's a really clever move. Yeah, just get in behind him. AC, what do you think your time's going to be?
I'm just going to stay with the boy. That's all I'm going to do today.
You mean you're going to keep up with him?
Well, I'm going to try to.
All right, well, good luck, guys. Hope you have a good river run. And look out, we've got Donna Bauer here. How are you?
Can't wait. Looking forward to a great walk. Run.
Yeah, run. No, you'll be running. It's a run. It's a river run, not a river walk. Okay, it is a walk too.
Great cause. Terrific to see so many people getting behind the Coast Guard. Well done.
And time, what do you think you'll do it in? Are you doing the 6 or the 12?
Oh, look, I'm still debating, but I think I might do the 6.
See how you feel when you get past the finish line.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
We'll have a wander around. We'll see who else we can talk to. Hey, young men, come here. Come here. Come and be on Radio Carrum. You guys are all from the Paterson River Secondary College?
Yeah. Yep.
So what are you, the running team?
Oh, yeah, the XL sport team.
So are you doing the 12K or the 6K?
I'm doing the 6.
What are you doing?
12.
12. Yeah, good luck, guys, and good luck to everyone from Paterson River Secondary College. Great to see him here. Oh, look out.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
And so you're running with the kids as well?
Trying to, yeah. I'll try and keep up.
Oh, yeah, right. So you'd be doing the 12K?
No, just the 6K. Yeah, there hasn't been too much running on the calendar lately.
Yeah, well, very good, and good luck. It's great to get everyone down here. It's a great community event, isn't it?
Yeah, I think today we've got about 50 students running today.
Wow.
Yeah, so it should be great.
That's awesome. That's really, really great. All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, look out, we've got interstate guests here. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Ray Palmer.
Ray Palmer, where have you come from?
From Canberra.
Canberra, all the way from Canberra.
Canberra.
Canberra. Canberra Street. Yeah, all the way from Canberra Street. No, all the way from Canberra. And so you're doing the 6K or the 12K?
No, just 6, thank you.
6Ks? And so you'd be in the veterans?
Yes, probably.
Oh, Gavin, I might get belted here. Well, good luck today.
Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, we've got another Canberra person here. How are you going?
Good, mate. Ready to fly.
Doing 12 or 6?
12, mate.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Look out. We're going to collar Sonia Kilkenny. She's inside. Hello, Sonia. How are you?
I am very good. I hear this is the inaugural day for your... Radio
this is fantastic's first outing. Yes,
this is brilliant. This is really good. Well done.
Yeah.
Well,
it's come up okay. Yeah, and it's been thanks to a lot of people from the community. They've all chipped in and helped us out put it together. So it's awesome. So 6 or 12?
Oh, I'm doing the 6 today, Pi.
There's a lot of people saying that. Oh no, I'm just doing the 6.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm staying right here. Yeah, I'll be having an egg and bacon roll just after you start.
All right, you can have some for us when we get back. No, it's perfect conditions for it today, and also there's going to be a lot of people.
That's right. Well, I don't think there'll be much dehydration going on today.
Right, exactly.
So you'll be able to have coffee when you come back instead of water.
I'm thinking about getting one now. There's quite a coffee queue already.
I was second in line. Can't survive without it. All right, well, good luck today.
Thank you. Thanks, fine. Everyone.
We might speak to you when you get back and see how you went.
Sounds good. See you soon.
And we've just spotted another celebrity runner. Mark Dreyfuss is here with us. How are you, Mark?
I'm excellent. Ready to roll.
And you're doing the 12K, of course?
Unfortunately not. Next year I'm doing the 12K.
I'm trying to convince people to do the 12K. No one's saying they're going to do it. This is how you were this last year too, didn't you?
Yeah. This is several times I've done this. Yeah, yeah. Still going.
Good work, good work. And can you give us a time? Can we wait for you now once it goes off? Should I be back here in 15 minutes or...?
More like 30, thank you.
Okay, 30 minutes it is. All right, good luck today, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to go down and see Deanne. Now, Deanne is from the Coast Guard and is one of the main organisers. She's talking and I'm going to have to interrupt her right now. How are you, Deanne?
Good, thank you. How are you this morning?
It's all going really well, but look at heaps of people down here.
Lots of people down here. Real carnival atmosphere.
Absolutely. And I just speaking to the guys on the registration, they reckon they've got about 350, was it? Or 300? Yeah, 350?
No, it'd be probably a bit more than that now.
Well, on the day registration still, we hope we crack the 400.
Let's hope so. And then by the look of these people, we're going to. So that's really encouraging and great for the community to come down this morning. A little bit cooler, which is great as well.
Absolutely. Now, how long do you start? Do you finish this one and start planning the next one?
Oh, we take maybe a couple of weeks off and then, yeah, back into it.
Absolutely, because we see plenty of it during the year, the signs around that. We know when it's going to come up. Yeah. And so the first one, how many years has it been going for now?
We're into our fifth year. This is our fifth this year. So, yeah, so it's quite exciting and it's building every year. And as you can see, people come down, they're having a great time and bring the kids, bring the dogs, bring the prams. It's for the whole family, this event, so it's great.
Bring the motorised scooter, I reckon.
So do I.
And so the first year, how many people did you have in it?
Not sure. I'm going to have to check those.
Yeah, I remember being down here watching. I didn't run, but it wasn't a crowd like this, though. This is absolutely massive.
Yes, definitely. It has built over the years, so, which, yeah, it's making it, it's getting a little bit bigger than Ben-Hur, so.
And now you're on Radio Karam. Like, this is going all across the internet, all around the world. We could have people coming from internationally next year to run, just to get the mantle of the Karam Coast Guard River Run trophy.
That's what we want. We're going to turn this into an international event.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get the Kenyans here yet.
Yes. they're encouraged to come.
All right. Well, good luck with today. And we may speak to you a bit later and we'll see how it went. I've got to talk to this man over here because I don't really want to speak. He's got sausages. Oh, I thought you were doing bacon and eggs. Oh, he's doing bacon and eggs as well. How are you? I'm Andrew.
I'm Frank Hedon.
Good, Frank. And so you'll be pretty busy, I reckon, once the race is over.
Usually is after everyone's run their race. They get pretty hungry and tired and they want something to refuel again. So we're here to do that job.
I tell you what, it smells great. And you've done the right thing. You cook a few onions, that will get them in. You don't even have to sell the onions. You just cook them.
Yeah, I think we'll just have some onion rolls. Mate will bring them in all the time.
Absolutely. Well, good luck. We'll come back and see you and get our breakfast once they take off.
Mate, cheers.
For all you standing down near the registration, they're doing a warm-up near the start line, so you want to get yourself up there now, do a bit of stretching. We've got first aid in kilts. How are you going, Peter?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yourself?
You're on Radio Karam across the world.
Hi, Karam. Hi, world.
Now, this is the first time I've seen a first aid group in kilts.
Our headquarters is in Scotland, and a lot of the time over there, they turn up in kilts. We feel it's a good, for want of a better expression, a chick magnet.
All right, that's how it is. I see. Now, I'm not going to ask you what you've got under there. Well, Marcus, they're now jogging on the spot, doing some jogging on the spot down here. Let me look at the head count. Yeah, there's at least 450 people. All right. The clock is counting up, and I think once it gets to 8:30, they're going to take off. Everyone's behind the big start line now.
Here we go. So it looks like, according to me, they've got 20 seconds to go. And counting. 15. There's about 450 people there at least, coming down straight down this little track. I think they'll take everybody out that's in their way. Here they go, come on, it's 5, 3, 2, 1, bang, and they're off and running in the 2018 Karam Coast Guard River Run Walk.
We've got the Commander-in-Chief.
You look like you're enjoying that egg and bacon.
I was, but I'm happy to stop and talk to yourself. Now, how many members you got at the Karam Coast Guard?
We've got approximately 50 members, yeah, and that's our normal sort of level, around 50.
It's quite deceptive because, you know, when we see them down on the river and that's usually just, four or five blokes or ladies in a boat. And today I saw them all walking down. I said to Marcus, I said, wow, I'd never realised there's that many members.
Yeah, well, you need that many members just to be able to cover, you know, each weekend, basically. So you've got, you know, four weekends a month, four or five weekends a month. So you need that, and we have three or four people in a crew, so you need that sort of coverage, as well as all the other fundraising things that we do. And
they can't work all day, can they?
No, they can't. That's right. And you are volunteering, so, yeah, you don't want to work people too hard.
That's exactly right. And now I said to Savros down there, you've brought me in before in a boat I had once upon a time, so I really appreciate the Coast Guard. It was that one of those days, you know, when the motor won't start and you just think to yourself, oh, what am I going to do out here? They were really quick, came out. It was fantastic service.
Yeah, Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, people do it because they like to help the community and they enjoy boating. So, you know, it's good that we can help people.
And especially this area too, you know, like Patterson Lakes, you know, all the boats that people have got, and every second house in Carrum, if you look up the driveway, there's a boat in there. You know, us being a bayside suburb, it's just becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, I don't have to tell you how full that car park gets on a busy nice day when the you know if it's not fishing, it's like skiing or donutting.
Yeah, no, that's right. It is one of the busiest boat ramps in Australia. When you think about the you know the coverage, you've got people from inland coming from everywhere, you know, around Melbourne to come and launch their boats here. Really, so we get you know we can get. Yeah, thousands of boats launched over a weekend on a good day. So, yeah, it becomes very busy.
Absolutely. And the jet skis?
Lots of jet skis, yes, lots of jet skis.
And there's a jet ski zone out here somewhere, isn't there, where they can come in and get on the boat and swap drivers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, there is. There's more. There's no boating and no jet ski zones. And I guess in other places they can come in at 5 knots to the beach and be able to do that, yeah. And it's good to see when they're, you know, I think most jet skiers are you know, very good at what they do and look after the community. But, you know, you get a couple of rat bags, unfortunately, but you get that in any sort of sport.
You get rat bags driving boats too, I guess, sometimes, and get driving cars and everything else. Well, look, it's a fantastic event. It's really grown over the 5 years, hasn't it? Like I was talking before, and especially to Stavros, I said, because he said been on it for 5 years too, which I hadn't realised. It's great that they support you. And but I reckon there would have been at least 450 people went past. I reckon you'd be closer to 500.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's probably closer to 500. And, yeah, look, Stavros with O'Brien's and the Sports Injury Clinic from pretty much day one have been our major sponsors. And they do a great job. And, you know, without them, we certainly couldn't do it. You know, all the marketing for the event and a lot of the prizes the Sports Injury Clinic actually provide. And, say, without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it. So it's great.
It's fantastic. It won't be long now, mate. I think we'll see some of the front runners coming down the other side of the river soon.
Yeah, look, 18 minutes is about the 6K running time, so we will start to see people in about 9 or 10 minutes. Just like to say, while I have got the microphone, that, you know, we're always looking for volunteers. You know, one of the reasons we do this also, other than to raise funds for running our flotilla, is to, you know, have that public profile to be able to get members. So anyone who's thinking about joining, you know, is most welcome to come down and see us. So always looking for members.
And you guys have a website or something like that?
Yeah, it is coastguard.com.au. Yep.
And it's great. And listen, if you like to get out on boats, they're some of the nicest looking boats you'll see. I love your boats when they go past. They're so big, and I just think to myself, you could go anywhere in those things.
Yeah, you pretty much can. We enjoy being on them. So.
And also, it's almost becomes a bit of a hobby, doesn't it? Because people can actually get themselves qualified. They do their tickets and that sort of thing through you guys.
Yeah, look, what's the reason I joined, actually? Before I joined Coast Guard, I you know, basically didn't have a boat licence, so I've learned all my skills, you know, for my boat through Coast Guard, which is great. So that's certainly one of the benefits of joining, yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you back here next year anyhow, if we don't see you before later today.
Thanks, Andrew, thanks.
No worries.
Across the bridge. Yeah. The finish line.
Well, it's pretty good timing. We've been going 20 minutes. No, they'll be coming across in about 3-4 minutes, I reckon.
Yeah, the Coast Guard guy said to me about 18 would be the best.
The leaders are coming past now.
So here they come, Marcus. They're flying.
A group of three of them.
In fact, it's the fellow we saw. I think he was 107 something.
They're far away now.
And, yeah, they're flying. We said the others were obviously just casual joggers. They're three out in front, three fellas. A big, tall, skinny guy in the white shirt that we saw fly through at first with all the high school kids. And they're coming up and they're going, they're running down. They're running towards the beach at the moment on the north side of the river. They'll be going up over the walking bridge. And this will be the last time the walking bridge is used for the river run because it starts to get pulled down next month for the new railway bridge that's going over there. They're heading up the stairs as we speak, so they're only probably about a minute and a half from where we are, I'd say, at the pace they're running. Well, here comes our first female, too. First female's coming along. She's got a red singlet on. Looks like a young kid's just gone of the big, tall fellow in the white singlet.
Looks like our first place,
their 6Ks. There we go. 371 did the 6Ks. He did it. 6Ks. I know you can't breathe, but that's how we have to speak to you. I'm Andrew from Radio Carrum. You are?
Todd Gardner, Chelsea Footy Club.
Mate, you've done a bit of pre-season, obviously.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that a personal best?
I never really run 6K, so normally run shorter distance, so I thought I'd just give it a crack.
Well done, mate. That's really good. I don't know if any other 6Ks have even come in yet.
I thought they were running 6 with me, and then I just realised they're going 12. It's incredible. They're running real fast.
Yeah, well, we saw you take off in front of them and just over the other side of the river there. I thought, oh, here he goes. And then when you came flying around the corner, I thought he must be doing the 6K because you weren't going to go another 6. It looks like number 2, the second place person's coming through now. We'll just go up to the track. 200, young bloke here, 213's come through in second place for the 6K. Here comes, he got third place there, 390. Oh, and the young little 282, he flew through. Woohoo! There's a bit of everything going on down here, Marcus. There's drummers drumming, there's dragon boats beating, there's people running. Another female's just gone past on the doing the 12K run. Yep, the finish line's just blown over. Pump went off, I don't know. It's going everywhere, people trying to get under it. Oh, look out, it's going crazy down here. I know. Looks like the whole finish line's just about to blow away. I don't know how that's going to go with the timing. Oh, we're on radio, mate. We're live on the around the world. Oh, there's probably the smallest contestant, I think, is coming through now. He's he's flying. He looks like he's about 3 years old. Well, he's probably a bit older than that. But he's absolutely powering. He's running with his mum. So here comes another 12K fella through. Here comes the fellow in the Richmond jumper we spoke about before. Must have lost a bet. Through. Here comes our first 12K now. She's on her way through. Here she comes, first 12K ladies coming through now. 1,014. Woohoo! Here she comes. It must have been because we cheered for her when she came through before. What's your name?
Jess.
Well done, Jess. And is this your first river run?
No, I did it last year.
And how'd you go last year?
So that's why I'm back. So it's a great course.
Well, still a few 6Ks coming through. I remember these people haven't been around yet. Some more of the Paterson River Secondary College kids coming through. Yeah, it's amazing how many of these people find a truckload of energy to run those last 20 metres.
Hi, my name's Paul Kennedy, and I'm a sport reporter for the ABC. And when I'm not listening to the ABC, I listen to Radio Carrum. Tune in and enjoy.